Today's daf from the second Shabbat brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Kuf Tet Vav. We start the Halakha Perek today. Kol Kitvei HaKodesh Matzidin Otam Mipnei Hadleika. We are changing gears and moving into a completely new area. And this area is the question of where were the Rabbanan Makel on issues of Hotzah for various purposes. Now, we know that they extended the Isser Hotzah to include even taking from one Rishut HaYachid into another Rishut HaYachid. For instance, from a Chatzar into a Mavui, unless you have... A Mavui is an area where a lot of Chatzarot open to, unless you would have, first of all, a Tikkun on the Mavui across the... One side is closed on the Mavui, but across the open side. From one house into another house in a Chatzar, and into the Chatzar if there's no Erev in the Chatzar. So various Chumras, we haven't gotten into those details yet until we get to Erev. But in any event, when a fire falls in a home... They were choshed that if what we could have done is just blanket allow you to save various things from a fire. However, because of the chashad, this is how Tosafos understands it, because of the chashad, that if we allow you to save, you may come to be mechabeh, because you'll really get so nervous and then you think, okay, everything's water, you know, there's a fire. You may actually put out the fire. So therefore, Tosafos understands that our mission is talking about where a fire fell in your own home. And because of that, you are bohu and may easily come to put it out. And therefore, they applied strict guidelines as to what it is you could take out of the house and carry into an area that was also midrabanan to carry. And because of that, those kitvei HaKodesh, in order to avoid seeing the sforim burning up in the fire, they were matir those sifrei kodesh that you are allowed to use on Shabbos. We'll be talking about that. And the Mishnah is going to give us the Hagdara of what you can be matzah. But according to Tosafos, if the fire fell in the neighborhood, let's say, it's not directly in your house, you want to get everything out before the fire gets there. You want to get everything out, And what's even more remarkable is that according to Yerushalmi, this entire discussion is only if you hold that Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is Osir. Not Osir, it's Chayiv, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But if you would hold that Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is an Isser Rabbana, according to Rabbi Shimon, then you could put out the fire. Because it's the same Isser carrying into Rishis Rabbanan as just putting out the fire in Rabbanan, since you had no interest in creating barbecue charcoal by putting out the fire. All you're interested in is not to have the fire burn something. That's Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. In any event, beginning with the Mishnah here, so if, taking the most extreme pirish, if a fire falls in your own home and there is a chashash, that maybe if we matter across the board, you put it out, then the things which we allow you to take out, we'll see later on about foodstuffs and clothing, but the things that we allow you to take out in terms of Kitvei HaKodesh is basically any type of Kitvei HaKodesh. Torah, Levim, Ketuvim, Matzilinotam Bipnei Adleka, Ben Shikor Inbehen or Ben Sheinkor Inbehen. Whether these are meant to be read on, now there's two ways of understanding this, be read in the Beit HaKnesset. So in other words, you can have Torah or Nevi'im, which are read in Shul, or even Ketuvim, which are not read in Shul. However, the other Pirish is based on actually an understanding of the simple Pshat in the Mishnah later on, which is that you cannot read Ketuvim on Shabbat at all. And the reason for this is nothing to do with Beit HaKnesset. You can't read Ketuvim because the Rabbanan were afraid you would not show up to the Drosha. Because Ketuvim are so much fun to read. Now, they didn't have much else to read in those days because there was an Isser in writing down any Torah Shabbat. So there were no Maisav Tzadikim books or Midrashim books or Gemaras to read or anything like that. So therefore, the thing to read would be Ketuvim.
Ah, no Torah tidbits?
No Torah tidbits, how do you like that? So if we let you read it, and there's a drosha in shul, you'll say, well, when I come in here, all that halakha stuff, I can read fun over here in Ketuvim.
It's like being in Torah.
But, that's right. And the things that they used to teach in the drosha on Shabbat, as Rashi says, were for people who didn't have time to learn during the week, but Batim, who were busy working. And this was the opportunity to teach them halakha. And therefore, it was more important for them to know what is usher and what is mutter than to be sitting around having fun reading Iyov. So because of that, the Mishnah needs to be machadish to us, whether they're readable or not. And this would be true that you could save them, is one approach to the Mishnah. We'll see more about it later. Even though they're written in other languages, and we'll see, based on a machloket in Megillah, whether you're allowed to read things that are in other languages. And there's two approaches to this. Again, we need to remember that all of this is written in the time of the Mishnah, which was before there was a heter to write down everything in Teresh Bal Peh or art scroll or things like that. So you could not simply, this is how one of the Balei Tosfos learns, Rav Porat learns, that since you're not supposed to write them in other languages, therefore it becomes usur to read them in other languages, because then it becomes Dvorim Shebichtav Yata Rashay Vamar Al Peh, is the equivalent of Bal Peh. Others learn that the problem is that you might come to actually get used to having them in English, you know, therefore have them translated into English. Again, the halacha, bisman hazeh, none of this applies. Because since now we write everything, even, as we'll see on Ahmed Bey's, the Gemara says it's usur to write sidurim, because, again, you're not going to be saving them from it, like you might as well be burning them. But nowadays, we would even save sidurim from hazeh. Anything at all is now in terms of the heter of eipasot Hashem, eferot toratah. And even though they're written in other lishonot, to unim gniza, they need to be ganuz. You're not allowed to just leave them when they wear out. You're not allowed to leave them to just be ruined. Now we'll see. There's two ways of reading this mission. Either ve'af apishik levim b'chalashon goes back on the matzilin. You can be matzilim even though they're written in other languages, or you can't be matzilim. But af apishik levim b'chalashon, you cannot be matzilim. But to unim gniza, you can't just throw them out. You have to bury them. Now we said that you're not allowed to read. Why wouldn't you be allowed to read them? That's because if we allow you to read it, then you'll end up not showing up to the drasha. You may end up maybe going to Benson's house for a good drink instead of coming to the shir. You never
or missing them because the drasha takes long.
It's mine. So let's take a look at our two. They're all getting me from all sides. It's mine. So now let's say that we have the svarim that are written in Targum, or for that matter, Targum we call Targum, even though Targum obviously just means translation, but we call Targum Aramit because that was the Targum that they used. But if it was written in any language, now, there's a question here again. Is this referring specifically to Ketuvim or to anything? Rashi says it's anything. And even though his own teachers taught him that it was only a reference to Ketuvim, and he believes that that's because Nevi'im, they already had the Targum at that time, of the Targum Yonatan. They did not have a Targum on Ketuvim yet, because this was before it was Mutter to write the Targum. So that, he says, his own Rebbe taught him that the things that you could in the Targum, that's not what it's referring to over here. It's referring to the Targum of Ketuvim. However, says Rashi, just because there was a Targum Yonatan doesn't mean you had a right to write down Targum Yonatan. It only meant that it was Torah Shebal Peh, in which case it would be the same problem, according to Rashi, even if they had a Targum. So he believes this is referring to all, both Nevi'im and Ketuvim. Or even Torah, for that matter, according to Rashi. In any event, so if it was written in Targum or other languages, Rav Huna says, well, then you can't save it mipnei hadleka. Rav Chista says, even so, matzivin otom mipnei hadleka. Now look, we know there's a machloket about whether you're allowed to read things that are written in other languages. So I'll leave it to Man Yomim Yitnu Lekrot Behem. If you hold, like the Man Yomim Megillah, who says that there's no problem of reading from these things, so then Nikolai Yomim Lepnei the matzilin. Of course, you could save them because they are Kitvei HaKodesh. Keep pleading, I'll leave it a manual alone. The question is, if you weren't supposed to write them in other languages, and you did, and we don't want you reading from it, shall we allow it nonetheless to be saved in order to avoid the bizayon of burning Kitvei Kodesh? Or, since this is something that's happening, we won't be matzil to be matzil. So, keep pleading, leave it a mandiyam, or lo nitnu lekrot. And Rav Huna says, look, since you can't use it anyway, then what's the point of saving it? So, in matzilin, to ha lo nitnu lekrot behem. Whereas Rav Chista says, no, you would still be matzil, and that's because of the bizayon of Kitvei HaKodesh, we allowed you to be matzil, and to carry it into an area where min rabbanan it would be also to carry, and allowing it to be toreach on Shabbat, even though moving things on Shabbat is generally an issue. Now, let's take a look closely at our Mishnah. In the Mishnah it says you could save any Kitvei Kodesh, whether you can read from them or whether you don't, which we take to mean read from them in shul or not, but then it says, let's take it from the top. Okay, that's Nevi'im that we read in the shul. That's Ketuvim. which we don't read in Shul. Afa pi shektuvim b'kol lashon. And, I mean, what's the Kiddush if they're written in kol lashon? Obviously, the Kiddush is, and even though they're written b'kol lashon, and you're not supposed to be using them, we'll only do the kroteh, nonetheless, matzilin otam. Now, this obviously is assuming that the words in the Mishnah, the third line in the Mishnah, afa pi shektuvim b'kol lashon, don't go together with the words to unim gniza only, but they refer back to the matzilin. Matzilin afapi shiktavim b'chol hashon. That's how he's reading it. If that's the case, so then the Mishnah is saying openly, not like Ravuna. Ravuna says, no, if they're written that language, you can't save them. To you, after Ravuna, oh, Malacha Ravuna, what's the matter with you? Continue reading. What's the next words, okay? The next words are, imasef, to unim gniza. Now, do you really think that if you're allowed to save them from a plague on Shabbat, that I need to teach you that you can't throw them in the garbage? And that you have to be gones then? I mean, it's absurd. So why would it say to unim gniza if hashtatzule matzalina? If I'm even allowed to save it on Shabbat, I need to tell you that gniza mi boy, that they need gniza. Of course they need gniza. So therefore, you're going to have to explain this Mishnah, okay? And each one of us, Ravuna will explain it his way, Rav Chisda will explain it his way. So Ravuna matar the time, Rav Chisda matar the time. And Ravuna takes the obvious way out. And he says, look, bein shikor inbam, yes, Naveen. But only if they're ketuvim b'loshon hakodesh. Continues the Mishnah, but if they're written b'chol lashon, so then they need geniza, but you can't save them. That's the point of the Mishnah. So the last words, the afa, b'shon ketuvim b'chol lashon, and therefore are not included in the heter to be matzil, nonetheless, it doesn't mean you can throw them out. Tunim geniza. That's how to read the Mishnah. There's no connection between that third line and the previous lines. Whereas Rav Chisda says, no, the first part of the third line goes together with the matzilin. Here's how to read it. Ben shikorim bem nevim. Ben shikorim en korim bem kituvim. And afa pi shikorim bem kolashot. Nami matzilin. Now, this next part, the unim gniza, is that in the event that they decayed, and now you're left with the makak shalem, you're left with the decayed bookworms that have now eaten up your sefer, nonetheless, the unim gniza, you don't throw it out. So the latest part of tuning Geniza is a different halakha that's teaching about the laws of Geniza and not about the laws of Hatzalah. Yes, the Gemara, what about the bright? Nathan. Hayu ketuvim targum uvechol hashem matzilin otam mipnei adlekam. You can't get more clear than that. It says beferusha can be written in other languages and you're allowed to save them. What is Ravuna going to do with this? Tiyuvta to Ravuna, who claims that you can't save them if they're written in other languages? Amalekha Ravuna. Well, my dear sir, I'm talking about our Mishnah. You're bringing me a Braita. There is, in fact, a Tana, and that's the Tana of this Braita, which is not making the basic assumption of the Mishnah. Remember, this was all based on the Machloket Ravuna Rav Chisda, according to the Man Yomar, that you're not allowed to read them. But according to the Man Yomar and the Gila, that you're allowed the Chatchila to be Kaira, obviously, if they're written in other languages, who cares? So that's what this bride is coming to say. You should know it doesn't matter what language they're written in, because anyway they have Kedusha. Fine, we weren't even having our discussion going on the honor. So forget about that. All right, well, what about this? Toshma. Hayu ketuvim giptit, madit, ivrit, ilamit, yevanit. Well, if these svarim were written in these various other languages and characters, then, and this yevanit is going according to the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the din of Ketiva Yevanit is only Sefer Torah, not any other Sefarim. So even if it was written in Greek, it's not kosher. So Yafaf, Inshallah, Nalek Rotban, nonetheless, Matzilin Otam Ifneat Leika. Now what? Now what are you going to do? When I didn't have the words Afa Pishain Korin, you could tell me it's going like the Man Yomar holds, you're allowed to be Korin. But you don't have any outs anymore, Ravuna. It says Beferish, even though you can't read it. Nonetheless, Allah is not sinning the Adlaika. To you, after the Ravuna. Says Ravuna, well, true, but that's also Machlokas Tanoi. In other words, the Machlokas between me and Rav Chisda is a Machlokas Tanoi. I hold like the Tanu who says that if you hold that any Tanikrot Ben, then any Matsilinotam. Oh, yeah. Where is this Tanoim exactly? Oh, I'll show you. Not just pulling this out of a hat. The Tanya. Hayuk tovim targum b'chol lashon matzilin otam mipnei hadleika. Rabbi Yossi omer, ein matzilin otam mipnei hadleika. And we're going to see, we have to get to the end of it before we can prove that it's Tanoim, because obviously this may simply be a machloket about whether nitan likrobehem. You're claiming that even in the case where lo nitan likrobehem, nonetheless there's a machloket about matzilin. You're going to have to prove that that's what we're talking about over here. But first let's just hear the Brayta's own presentation. So if you have these various Lashonot, you can save them. Rav Yossi Omer, Ein Matzilin Otan, Mipnei Adlika. You most certainly cannot. Furthermore, says Rav Yossi, there was a Maisa with my daddy, Chalafta, it's Rav Yossi Chalafta, who went to Rabbi Gamliel Barivi Litveria. He finds Rabbi Gamliel sitting at a table of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Anizof. You should say, it doesn't mean that he was Nazuf, because then he wouldn't be sitting at the table. Ubiado Sefer Iyov Targum. And there he is reading, this is not Shabbos in general, he's reading a Sefer Iyov art scroll. Now, it isn't really art scroll, because it's Targum Yonatan, what they call Targum Yonatan. Of course, there was no Targum Yonatan on Ketuvim, as the Gemara in Megillah tells us, because the Batkol stopped it. Now, Tosis points out from here that you see that the rumor that claims that Rabbi Yosef was the one who wrote the Targum of Ketuvim is wrong, because this is way before Rabbi Yosef. This is in the days of the Tanaim, and they already had, somebody had written a Targum on Ketuvim. So that means that Targum existed before. In any event, he says to him, I cannot believe you are reading an art scroll Iyov. Zohar Anibir Amgamliel Avi Avicha, I remember your granddad. Shaya Omid Agabi Ma'ala, this is Ramgamliel Azakin, who was Omid Agabi Ma'ala Baharabayit. There he was standing right there on the stairs. He's not Harabayit. And they brought him the newly released art scroll on Sefer Iyov. So he said to one of the builders that was working on Harabai, do me a favor, stick this under the stones that you're building with, because you're not allowed to have this around.
Seven generations
of Shika'u. When his grandson, Rabbi Amuel Baribi, heard about that, who was the grandfather of Rebbe, he said, okay, I surrender. And Afutziva Alafikrasov, he took his own newly released second generation art scroll, and he also added Gonus. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says, no, no, that's not what he said. He took a pile full of teat, and he turned it upside down over it and ruined it himself. It was worse than just burying it. Takat Hamidbach. Said Rebbe, oh, that's absurd. State your vote, Bedava. First of all, they didn't use teat in the Beit HaMikdash, okay? Teat is just basically mud, which they would use for making cheapo walls, they used troxy, as we saw in the Beit HaMikdash. So what was there a pile of mud doing in the Beit HaMikdash for him to dump it over it, huh? Something's wrong with the story, okay? And furthermore, what are you saying? That you're allowed to just destroy it yourself? The most you can do is you can leave them outdoors and let them rot, but you can't actually destroy them. That means now we have three shitot. We have the shita the way we learned our Mishnah, that even though but they still require geniza. Then we have Rebbe who says, well, you don't need geniza, but you can leave them outdoors. Then we have Rebbe Yosef Yehuda says, you can actually destroy them. Now, none of this is Nogel Allah, as I said, because nowadays, because of the Itlasot Lashem, we even allow Targum of the Gemara. So, okay. We even make a Targum press. Terrible. Well, what can you do? So, in any event, now, you claim that there's the Machloket Tanoim. I don't see it yet. So, Man Tanoi, who are you referring to as these Tanoi? I mean, I hope you don't mean the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi, right? I mean, because they might simply be arguing about whether Dilma B'Hakam is. Okay, maybe what they're arguing is that Mar Sava Nitnu Likrot Behem, or Mar Sava Lo Nitnu Likrot Behem. I mean, why is this Machloket Tanaim about what the din is if you hold Lo Nitan Likrot Behem? Maybe the Machloket is whether it's Nitan Likrot Behem. So if you hold Nitan Likrot Behem, then Matzilin. And if you say not, then not. And then you're right. Then we get into a question of whether it needs Geniz or not and so on. No, I didn't mean that that's the Machloket, says Ravuna. I meant the Tana of Rabbi Yossi himself, and the Tana of Giftit, the Tana of the Brighter we had before. So fine, that Bright agrees with Reb Chista, admittedly. But, and that's what Reb Chista is saying. You could be Matzil. Reb Yossi is saying, you know, not only not Matzil, you don't even need to be Gonez, perhaps, at least Reb Yossi Bermuda. Tana Rabbanan, the Brighter, continues to explain that someone who writes a Siddur, let's say you have a Siddur in your house, with Brachot in it. So maybe people weren't Bucky in the Magzor of Rosh Hashanah. So they would write the various brachot for Rosh Hashanah, or Shmoneh Esrei brachot, or Kameen. Kameen, they would make these little amulets, and in the amulets they would put in letters from the Shem Hashem, and they would put in various psukim, kol ha-machalash, ha-samti b'mitzrayim, you might remember that pasuk, lo ha-sim alecha, you know, stuff like that, lo tira mipachat pitom, and so on. So yesh b'm otiyot shel shem, u'min yonot har beishu b'torah, they may quote many psukim from the Torah, and so on. Im atzilin otam b'nei adleka, that is not to be saved. And you just let them burn. Nisrafim b'mekomam, they burn together with their shemot Hashem. Now some don't have that. You're saying maskarot to him and hold that miyikra. Didn't even before they were matir writing these things down. If they had a beferet shem Hashem, not otiyot rumas in shaf shem Hashem, that you would say them. But mikan amru kotvei brachot kesorfei Torah. If you write a sitter, you might as well just be burning it, because in the end, if there's a fire, nobody's going to be allowed to save it. And there was even a maaseh bechad shehayah kotev b'tzidon. There was this guy who surreptitiously would be selling siddurim out of it. It was a disaster. Shocking. And they came to tell Rabbi Yishmael about what's going on. And in utter horror, he went to check it out himself. V'alak Rabbi Yishmael about going, went to his house and started climbing up the stairs. Kishayah oleh b'sulam. The poor sofer hears, oh my God, they're coming. Yirgishbo. So he finds that the secret police were coming to his house. He takes everything that he wrote, Natav Tomah Shal Barachot, and he threw him into the toilet bowl. Well, anyway, into a chamber pot, or just a big pot of water. And when Rabbi Yishmael came up and saw what happened, obviously he did this out of terror from the secret police. Rabbi Yishmael came up and said, what happened? He said, that's even worse than writing them. Gadol Un-Shacharon Min Arishon. What you did in wiping them out is worse than writing them in the first place, you idiot. Anyway, boy minerish galuta miraba baravuna. What would be the din if these sfarim are written but not with ink? They're not mitzkayim. So anyway, they're not long-term things. So let's say they were written with psalm, which is a yellow dye, or sikra, which is a red dye, or kumas, that's the tree resin, or kankantom, which is Buddha's black, and they're written Lashon HaKodesh. Can I be matzil otam mipnei hadleka or in matzilin hatosfos? Another Rishonim point out is a little strange, because these are exactly the things that you're allowed to use for writing a get, because they are mitkaimim. And therefore, they explain that not mitkaimim is relative to dio. But then there's another problem, it's a beautiful problem, which is, you're not allowed to write the Megillah v'sota with these things. You have to write it b'dio, because it has to be erasable. Which is much, these are more permanent than dio. How do you deal with that? And the answer is simple. Dio is more permanent, but it's also, it forms the letters on top of the parchment. And therefore, when you put it into water, it actually can be removed from the parchment and put into the water, which is what needs to be done for the Megillah of the Sotah, to create the Mayim Bama'orim. Exactly, it's not absorbed in. These other ingredients right through absorption. So even though they're less permanent, they fade, but you can't wipe them out in water because they've been absorbed by the parchment. So Mamela, that's not a problem. Anyway, very interesting. But I'm asking you this question according to both shitot. Tiboy lamad yomer matzilin, tiboy lamad yomer in matzilin. And this is true according to both of the shitot of Chisar Ravuna, because look, tiboy lamad yomer in matzilin, because look, that's because that's because they're written in a long language, it gives us this whole problem not being allowed to use them. But over here they're written in Lashon HaKodesh, so the only issue is whether I'm only allowed to save those things which are long lasting. Or maybe the other way. Even according to Mani Yomar, it's matzilin. That's only if it is long-lasting. But something that anyway is going to fade, so maybe they were matimi to save and do a tirchan Shabbat or carry in a Rishud Rabbanan on Shabbat. So kivin lo mikayim lo. So what's the din, asks the Reish HaGluta to Rabba Baravuna. So Rabba Baravuna said, well, you can't do it. In matzilin. Aha, says the Reish Galuta. So then why is it that Rav Hamnuna brought along a braita that says that you are matzilin? These Reish Galutas were tricky people. So how come I know a braita that says matzilin? Said Rabba Bar Avuna, well, if you got a braita, you got a braita. And I changed my mind. Now, he Tanya Tanya. But what was this braita? My Tanya. Om Rav Ashi, well, it's Kiritanya in Bain Sfarim of Megillah, Elisha Sefarim Nichtavim Becholoshon, Umegillah Achete Ekituva, Al Ashurit, Al Asefer, Ubidyo. And it tells us learns that this Braita is referring specifically to Hatzolah. Because otherwise it doesn't make sense in Bain Sfarim of Megillah. because it isn't true about the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah also needs to be written on parchment or bidyon. So when it comes specifically to Hatzalah, it's telling you that Matzah. A Sefer Torah which has faded, and now all of the ink has popped off the parchment, and in the entire book, I cannot find 85 otiyot. And those 85 otiyot are the equivalent of the number of otiyot in the parsha of Vayi b'Nisoa Ha'aron. Now, we are going to see that Vayi b'Nisoa Ha'aron has a din of a sefer. That we'll get to soon. But now the question is, how about in the Sefer Torah itself, if I don't have the equivalent of the letters of Vayi b'Nisoa Ha'aron? Why is that the question? Why don't we ask first whether you can save the parchment that says Vayivin Zaharon? Let's say somebody wrote that Vayivin Zaharon, put it up on the wall for the Beit HaKnesset, right? He's got it in his house now, and a fire comes. He's allowed to save the page of Vayivin Zaharon or not? So I'm asking you, no, that isn't a question. Parashat Vayivin Zaharon lokum ibayim. There, for sure, you can save it. Because there are Shemot Hashem there, and you can save things that have Kima De'it Be'askarot, even though there aren't Shmonim V'chamesh Otiyot, you can be Matzilin. I asked specifically about a Sefer Torah that doesn't have 85 Otiyot, where there are no Shemot. So Kiko Mibayla Sefer Torah, because of the Kedusha of the Sefer. Did it lose the Kedusha of the Sefer by not having Shmonim V'chamesh Otiyot? And there's no issue of the erasing the shame. My. Omar Lay in Matzili. Well, a Sefer Torah doesn't have the number of Otiyot, which is the equivalent of Peh, which is the equivalent of Vayivin Zaharon, you cannot save. Eitve. And then what will you do with the following brayta? Targum Shekatvo Mikra. Umikra Sheketavo Targum. Uktav Ivrit. Let's say that you have Targum that's meant to be Targum in the Torah. Yagar Sahaduta. That's the Targum that Lavan insisted in using for the Gal 8, right? It says, Lavan called it Yagar Sa'aduta. Suppose I write the Hebrew of that. I write Gal 8. Or I write Gal 8 as Yagar Sa'aduta, Mikra Shekatavo Targum. Or I write it in the Hebraic letters, the old Ktav Ivri letters, instead of in the Ktav Ashuri. Matzilin Mipnei Hadleka. You can save that from a fire. Ve'in tzorech lomar targum shebe Ezra v'shed b'Daniel, and for sure targum that's meant to be written in targum in Ezra and Daniel, and that for sure you could save. And v'shebat Torah. Now, what is how much targum is there in the Torah? Two words. Yagar sa'aduta. You got 85 letters. Targum shebe Torah ma'niu. Yagar sa'aduta. And there's no 85 letters in Yagar Sa'aduta. It says you can save. No, no, wait a minute, for heaven's sakes. Let's say you can save only Yagar Sa'aduta. You can save whatever you can save. Hey, I tie that's 85 otiyot. Do those otiyot include Yagar Sa'aduta? That's the question. Or do I not count that? Because it's Targum. That's all it's saying. You count that. What does that have to do with the number of otiyot? All right, so let me ask you something.
Would you ask the same thing about the last name Sukkim of the Torah, because it would be different at some level?
Hey boy, Hani Shmoni V'Chamesh Otiyot. Do they all have to be in the same area, or can I collect them from the entire Sefer Torah? Mechunasot or Mefuzarot? Says Rav Unabot, no, that's only if they're in one place. Rav Chista says, no, anywhere in the Sefer Torah. Meitve Sefer Torah Shebala, Im Yeshbo Lelaket Shmoni V'Chamesh Otiyot. If you could collect from all around, Lelaket means to collect. This week's parsha. Come on. Kigon parshat vayibin zoharon matzilin vimlav in matzilin. So, I don't get it. How could Ravuna possibly say that no, it all has to be in one place? To you, to the Ravuna. Rav Chista, Ravuna wasn't present to answer the question on him, but Rav Chista stood up for his adversary over here, and he explained what Ravuna would have said about this. Tirkumar of Chista, in the point of view of Ravuna, this would be referring to Bitevot. When it says over here, if you could put together out of the whole Sefer Torah 85 Otiyot, this is how we posture. It's true, But that's only if the 85 otiyot are not loose letters. According to Rav Huna, they would have to be words. The words can be scattered, but letters that don't add up to words don't count to these 85 otiyot by scattering them around.
Is there a required coherence to the words?
Just words. That's what Rav Chisda is suggesting that Rav Huna himself would have answered. Tan Rabban, Vayi ben Soa Aaron vayomer Moshe. You will notice that Parash Hazo Asala Hakadosh Baruch Hu Simaniot Bilamala Umilamata Lomar She'in Zeh Nikuma. Now the Torah puts in, what does it put in? Big mouth, locus. What does it put in? Says Rashi, says the Nun Hafuchot. These are Nunim that are put in before and after. Exactly what a Nun Hafuchot means, nobody knows either. Some just say it's an upside down Nun. Others think that it's a Nun that's just facing the other direction, but it's not upside down, and that's just the people who printed the Chumashim just took the letter that they print and they put it upside down because they didn't feel like making another letter. You know, but there's no marker really that it should be stam an upside down. Whoever heard of that? It should be a backward facing Nun, not an upside down Nun. Others say, what are you talking about? You'll possibly say Sefer Torah with such. Whoever heard of putting in other things in a Sefer Torah that have letters from a Sefer Torah? Big Marsham, who says it's usher. Samonios just means extra blank space. Doesn't mean you put in parentheses. Then, of course, the big kash is for those of Rishonim who report the Feresh Nun. The Rabbi Rabbat even explains why Nun, because it's connected to Chamishim, because there's 50 parshas between where it really belongs, which is, as we'll see later on, very soon, where we're supposed to put this. In Latid Lavo, where it's going to go and jump to. So sometimes maybe these Nunim are placed above the line. And that's the Pshat Lamala. Not just Li'el, but above. So above the line, it doesn't matter, because then it didn't come in the middle of the Sefer Torah. Others Tainah doesn't matter if it isn't Bein Ha'otiyot. So then it doesn't possibly Sefer Torah to put in a Simen. It's only if it's in the Seder Ha'otiyot that it possibly. Others learn that the Samoniot are dots above the letters. In any event, there are many different minhagim among different kilas whether or not to put in these actual samaniyot. It's not so parsha. But in any event, what's important to us is that this parsha is set aside, at some level, from the rest of the Torah. Why? Lomar she'en zeh mikoma. It's in the wrong place. Because this belongs together with the digalim. There it's talking about creating the whole machana and the movement of the machana. So it teaches all the digalim. Even Saharon belongs over there. That's when they get up and they move.
This parsha is flat.
Right?
And this is called flagging the parsha nowadays. Right? That's the
term. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, that's not why the Samaniot are here. It's to teach me that this is a Sefer Chashuv Bifnei Atzmo. This is the right place because we were talking about the first time that they traveled. So that belongs exactly where it's meant to be. So this is the Vayi Bachodesh Hasheni, Bashana Hasheni, Besrim, Lachodesh Na'aleha Anan, Vayi B'Tzoharon. Why then do I put these here? To teach me the din of a Sefer. And this is why it says, K'banoz Odom R'Shur Banach B'Nam R'B Yonatan, Chatzva Amudea Shiva'a, that God cut out the seven pillars. Those seven pillars are the Shiva Sifrei Torah. There are seven Sifrei Torah. How do we get seven Sifrei Torah? That's exactly the point. Because if this is a Sefer Chashuv Bifnei Atzma, that means that Sefer Bamidbar is split into three separate sections. The first section up to Vayibin Zaharon, the second section is Vayibin Zaharon, the third section is from the end of Vayibin Zaharon to the end, which means there are not five Sifrei Torah, there are seven Sifrei Torah. But in any event, we definitely do see over here that this is the way to analyze what would take to make a kosher safer bifnei atzma. By the way, Mantana, the Polig Ale, the Rebbe, and who is the Man Yomer, didn't tell us who's Ein Zemikoma. Well, that's Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, Atida Parashazo. This parasha, Vayimin Zaharon, is going to be Liatid Lavo. And it's all of the bad things that happen are not going to be bad any longer. We say as all the Dayana Emet becomes a brocha of Atova Metim, and therefore it will be put in its correct place, which we'll talk about in a moment. The only reason that it was put here is in order to deal with the problem of these poor oniot. And since terrible things have been happening, and we know that the Torah doesn't want to have too much bad in one place. This parsha was put here in this place, and we will, in tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, investigate these Puramiyot.
There were two silver scrolls found in the kever facing the Old City, and they have Birkas Kohanim in them in some form or other. There's an argument about whether it's from the end of Bayit Rishon or the beginning of Bayit Sheni between the archaeologists. But either way, it's very early. If you hold it's Bayit Rishon, then it's the earliest record of a Pasek. But it's a rolled up piece of silver. It took them several years to open it in the lab. There are Hashulchan Paskins, the Tassin Shel Kesef, that have Brochos and Tfilos on it, need Gneza. So you see, this is a very, very ancient minhag, and it's brought in contemporary halach.
כל כתבי הקודש בצילין אותם מפני הדלקה בין שקורין בהם בין שאין קורין בהם ויאף הפי שכתובים בכל השום תונים גניזה or ויאף הפי שכתובים בכל השום תונים גניזה מפני מה אין קורין בהם מפני ביטול בית המדרש איתמן היו כתובים תרגום או בכל השום רבונה אמר אין מצילין אותם מפני הדלקה וכיסטו אמר צילין אותם. Now look, I'll leave it in my name and the quote them. Obviously, Kulayamalo plig the Matsili. Keep pligging, I'll leave it in my name. Lo nitnu le quote them. So Ravuna says, if you can't read it in Matsili, don't lo nitnu le quote them. Rav Chista says, what does one have to do with the other? They're being Matsimishim bizayon kitve akodesh. Tonight, go kitve akodesh, Matsili not of a man like Abejikorim ben name, Shem Korim ben, Viafa, Ishikravim, Kolachon. Now, obviously, the way to understand it is my love. Korim Bam is referring to Nevi'im. In Korim Bam is referring to Tuvim. And then it says, Afa Pishek Tuvim Becholosho. And what's the Kiddush of that? The Lonit in the Korim Bam. Nonetheless, it says, Matzilin, do you have the Ravuna? I'm not Ravuna. Come on. That's the way to read a Mishnah. Vetizbrei Masefa Tunim Geniza. I ask you, if we just got finished saying Atzilim Atzalina, you need Geniza to teach me that, me boy. Hello, Ravuna Mataritzotai, me Rukhista Mataritzotai. Ravuna Mataritzotai, me Bench Karim Bam is Naveen, Bench and Karim Bam is Ketuvim. Now it starts a new issue. Okay, all of that is only by Medvar Mamurim, Shektuvim, Belashon HaKadosh. But if they had been written by Cholashon, of course, in Matzilin comes along a Mishnah to say, but Afa Pishikuvim, Belashon, Afilo Hachim, even though you can't be Matzil, Gneza boy. Rav Chista betar tzitayme. Ben shekorim ben neviim. Ben shekeit korim ben ketuvim. Afa pishek tuvim b'chol lashon. Nami matzilin. As far as this last piece that seems to be sitting there like a sore thumb. Oshi kamar. Mekak shalem tunim gneza. Different halacha. Medve. Hayu tuvim targum b'chol lashon uv'chol lashon matzilin otam neadleka. Tiyuvte ravun. What does that prove? I tell a sovereign in the crowd band. Okay. Toshma, Hayuktuv in Giptit, Matit, Ivrit, Ilamit, Yavanit, Afapishalon, it in the crowd band. Matsilinotam, it not like that. Yufta Ravuna. Amalach Ravuna, yes, indeed, there is such a Tana. But it's Tanoihi. Tetanya, how you get to Vintar Gumu Koloshon, Matsilinotam, Nehadleka, Rabbi Yosef, Mary Matsilinotam, Nehadleka. And that's who I hold like, Eh Matsilinotam, Nehadleka, Om Rabbi Yosef, Ma Seba, Bachalafta, Shalachet, Rabbi Yoba, Rabbi Litveri, Amatra, Yosef, Shulchonat, Shurabi Yochanan, Ben Anizuf, Uviyot, Sefer, Yov, Targum. Vukorebo, Amarlo, ha! Zechorani Beram Gamliel, Avi Avich, Shayomir Agabi, Maalab Arabai, Evil Fanab Sefer Yov Targum, Vamarla Banai, Shikau Takata Nidbach, Afuti Valav Gnazo, Rabbius Rabbiromer, forget about Gnazo. He just poured a pile of mud on it. Areva Shatit Kafu Alav. Omar Rabbi, I don't believe that. State your vote, but first of all, what would there be mud? Tit Barabai, Minai. Now, obviously, if you do not even require the to be gonies, or if you have to be gonies, even though they're in perfectly good shape, then clearly holds that you're not allowed to read them, and nonetheless, and because of that, it says, so clearly there is such a machloket. But I don't get it. Where's the machlokas? Matanoi. I mean, he learned a Tanakama and of Rabbi Yossi with Rabbi Yossi. The Tanakama doesn't know that Rav Chisda. Because Dilma Balkam, if you're Marshav, I need to look right there. Marshav, I don't need to look right there. Where's there a Tana that holds that even if Loni do the Krotpan, that Machili? No, the Tana we had before. Rabbi Yossi holds like me, but the Tana, the gifted of the previous bride, holds like Rabbi Yossi. Turn around, Bona. Habrachot, Vakmiin, Afim Shish, Bamoti, Ocho, Shem, Uminyanot, Arpesha, Batora, In Machilinot, Amipneot, Vika, Elan, Israfim, Bekoman, according to Sab, Hein, Vaskarotim. מכאן אמרו כותבי ברכות כשרפי תורה מעשה באחד שהיה כותב בצידון בואו ועודי את רבי שמול והלך רבי שמול לבודקו כשהיה עולה בסולם הרגיש פה נעת התומר של ברכות ושקן בספר שמיים ולא שנעזר מה לרבי שמול גדול עונש האחרון מן הראשון בואי מן הרש קלוטה מרבה ברבונה היו כתובים בסם, בסקרה, בקומוס, בקנקנטון Beloshana Kodesh. Matsilinot Amadeh, like, oh, in Matsilin. And I'm asking this, Tiboylamander in Matsilin, Tiboylamander in Matsilin. Because Tiboylamander in Matsilin, that's because an American dictive Targum or Koloshon. But here they're written Beloshana Kodesh. So maybe Matsilin. Oh, Dilma. We should go to the other extreme. I feel a man yom matzilin if they're written in the wrong language. I mean, I can take David, but you know that at least it's permanent. I will look and keep it alone. I can't even look. Oh, my lay, a matzilin. Yes, there is kaluta or vavnuna tana matzilin. Oh, my lay, well, itanya tanya. What's the tanya? I'm a rabash get a tanya. Ain bain sforim le begila. Ela sha sforim nechtavim becholoshan. Umegila shtek tuva shurit ala sefer ubidyot. בואי מן הרבון בר חלוב מרב נחמן. ספר תורה שאין בו ללקט 85 אותיות, the equivalent of פרשת ויהי בצהרון. מצילינו אותם מבחינת לקרואים מצילים. אומר לי, what about the פרשת ויהי בצהרון itself? That's missing letters גופה. נא, איך לחץ פרשת ויהי בצהרון לא קמים בו אלי. Over there you have שמות השם, מתפי הזכרות. אף אחד לא פה 85 אותיות מצילים. כי כמי בואי לספר תאירה שאין בו ללקט מי אומר לי אין מצילים עת ותרגום שכתבו מיקרא מיקרא כשכתבו תרגום וכתב עברית מצילים מפני הדלקה ואין צורך לומר תרגום שבעזרה ושבדניאל ושבתורה where's this תרגום שבתורה יגר סעדותה that's not 85 letters אף אגב לא לא 85 אותיות Did it say that's all there is? It says you can include Yagar Zadot, Alashwin, Iboil. Hanish Monim Vachamish Otiyot. Are they Mukhanasot or Mufuzarot? Ravuna Altsna, the Afi Mukhanasot. Rav Chisda Mafil Mufuzarot. Meit Vesefer Torah Shebala, Im Yeshbo Lelakate. Lelakate means all over. Shmoni Vachamish Otiyot. Gimon Parsha Vaibitzaron. Matsilim Im Lave Matsilim. Tiyuv the Ravuna. Tira Gemara Rav Chisda Libdrabuna Betevot Tana Rabbana Vayi Ben Zohar Aron Vayom Amash Parash Azu Asal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Simanayot Ben Amal Lamata Lamar She'en Zeh Mikomo Rabbi Omer Lo Min Hashem Bu Zeh That's the right place Ela B'nei Zeh Sefer Chashuvu Bifnei Atzmo